What is the girls' chart? Can I have the girls' chart?
The girls' chart,
Yeah, I need the stickies too. Next patient is going to be. Do we have their stickies in there? Let me see. Do I put that in there? Yeah. It's Megan Storms, STORMS, Megan, MEGAN, 7/11/98. Today is 7/10/25. Our patient is a 26-year-old young lady. Comes in with 4 days history of cough, congestion, chills, headache, chest congestion, ear pain, upset stomach, but she's not vomiting, she's not in any distress, she's not having any shortness of breath, chest pain, or leg swelling at this time. She works for a nutritional outfit here down the street, period. Allergy none, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use. She's also has a friend who she's here with and has COVID-19 as well. This was just diagnosed with COVID-19. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgery, wisdom tooth extraction. Social, no drug use, no alcohol use, no smoking. Patient's alert, awake. She weighs 246 pounds, 97.6, 99, 20, 77, 110 over 66. Heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TM slightly red, Christian appearance is red, and inflamed, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one. Exposure to COVID, number two, presumed COVID-19, number three, we talked about treatments. Patient is self-paid, does not want to get a COVID-19 test at this time. Next time we talked about Decadron, patient wants to hold off on any injections. Next time we talked about Medrol dose pack, she received the prescription for. Next time she's going to rest, drink a lot of fluids, take Motrin, Tylenol on a regular basis. Next number, if anything changes or i.e. develops chest pain, shortness of breath, lower extremity redness, edema, or sign of DVT, she will call us right away or go to the emergency room. Next number, she doesn't have any long-standing problems, i.e. diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, or any history of lung disease. Thank you.